Today is Trinity Sunday on the church calendar. As you at one point saw a shared screen of restoration. And this is a theme that will be loosely following of restoration through the month of June. As we go through the different messages, there's kind of a theme for this month that follows through with that. You know, it's an interesting thing. The flip-flop, again, was on the picture of houses. People take and they go out and they buy an old home and they go in and restore it and then flip it and obviously make money and continue to do that over and over again. Jesus, in creation, created all of mankind, the creation of the earth, the animals, the sea, the birds, the sun, the moon, the light that was talked about. In a sense, when we think about it, he's in the restoration business also. He bought and purchased us with his life, and he is looking to restore us to him so that we can have that relationship with him. You know, through this past week, have the events of this week bothered you? Have the news programs, I know even this week, a SWAT team was sent to Derby to oversee or to make sure that some situations didn't escalate. Many of you are aware of others that are involved in that same situation. And if we're not, we certainly, if we've watched the news at all, we see a lot of events. And hopefully it's reached inside you. It's not something that you've just looked at and said, please go away. But what's behind everything? How about 2020, the year 2020? Has this year gone the way you would have thought? Has things gone from month to month? Different things seem to come out. The virus that put so many in their homes, the ability to not work because of job was non-existent. Nothing, it seems, has been normal. And that's the things that we focus on, but so often we forget the sun has come up every day and it's gone down overnight. And I'm guessing that every one of us have continued to be able to eat on a daily basis. We have our homes. I've not heard of anyone that has been displaced. And that part of normal is so commonplace we forget. We see all of the effects on the news and social media. The COVID-19, stay at home, and now it's let's open things up. Job loss, and then having millions be able to go back to work. The protests, whether they're peaceful or whether they're escalating into violence, into riots and looting, the politics of everything right now. And no matter what it is, it's being politicized. These effects are around us, and these are not normal. I know I read a post that was talking that we're back in the 1960s with race riots, astronauts in space. And I looked at that and kind of chuckled, but yet there's nothing about the events of the violent protests or the looting that is peaceful, that is heart-rending. When you have people losing their business just because of the location where they were and were caught in the crosshairs of all this violence, it's a tough spot. And the list almost every day comes up with a new addition to what is disruptive. I have some very close friends that are of another race. And this has been a huge struggle. And I've spent time trying to understand the things that they talk about. And I hope if you have the opportunity to ask and to share and to listen, because the restoration has to occur. We cannot sustain a violent society, at least in the world that we understand and know. Here's a question. How about your relationship with Jesus? In 2020, has it changed? Has it continued as you've always done? Is there more attention to Jesus and time with Him, Bible study, prayer, or less? As we see the events around us, where do we focus? You know, today, church service is digital. Time together has been very limited. And I don't think there's any one of us that doesn't look forward to the time of being in person. But we want to be in person where we can appreciate, hug, fist bump, whatever, with each other, that we can appreciate more than just hearing a voice and seeing our faces, which that's what we're doing right now. So it is a blessing from a digital standpoint to be able to do exactly what we're doing. Have you used the extra time from stay at home to get to know who God is more? Is it something that has changed for you, that you now have a little extra time? And I'm just asking you not to answer. Obviously you could tell me, but I wouldn't hear you because you're muted. That's not the point. And this is not a guilt trip. This is just for something to you to reflect on, to ask yourself, where do I fit? Or do I schedule time? Do I prioritize different things more or less? What does an average week look like to you? And I know for many or most on this digital, retirement is a part of your life. And the old joke is every day is the same. And you think, which day is it? Each day, I hope, includes time with God. Routine is my wonderful thing, as long as you're incorporating everything you need to in your routine. Listening to my wife talk about, as a newly retired, her schedule is all upside down. The alarms that she had on her phone, the reminder to do certain things at certain times, aren't necessary now. She doesn't have students to go take care of. So it's an adjustment to finding what works for you. And that's the process of restoring where you are in your process. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 13, 11 through 13 from the Passion Translation. And this is an epistle from Paul, and he's speaking to the church in verse 11. Finally, beloved friends, be cheerful. Repair whatever is broken among you, as your hearts are being knit together in perfect unity. Live continually in peace, and God, the source of love and peace, will mingle with you. Greet and embrace one another with a sacred kiss. All of God's holy people send their greetings. In verse 11, when it says, begins with, finally, beloved friends. He's to a point that he's ending, but we have to think about what happened before. Finally, beloved friends. So he's finishing his comments to the church. So let's kind of back up to previous verses and scriptures and see where this is coming from, what he was saying before. And in verse 10, I am writing my honest feelings to you. He was being very sincere. He wanted them, with no doubt, to know this is exactly what he was feeling. My honest feelings to you from afar, so that when I arrive, I won't have to correct you, by using the authority the Lord has given me, for I want to build you up and not tear you down. He wants to be positive and not negative. He wants things to be uplifted. God in creation was building that success with mankind. There is a trend or a theme of restoring. And that's what both of these speak of. Genesis that we read of or that we heard, and what Paul is talking about. I want to build you up and not tear you down. Does that describe our world today? Does that describe what you've witnessed or experienced or saw on the news this week, that everybody is building people up and not tearing down? I think we all would agree that that's not the world that we see outside every day. Paul is encouraging the church to be positive. Read back a few verses, and we're going to back up a little bit more. Paul wants us to succeed. If we look to Jesus to lead us, and if you have time this week, read through this section of 2 Corinthians and see what Paul was actually verse by verse addressing. We'll go back to 2 Corinthians 13 and pick it up in verse 11 again. Finally, beloved friends, be cheerful. Repair whatever is broken among you, as your hearts are being knit together in perfect unity. Live continually in peace, and God, the source of love and peace, will mingle with you. Greet and embrace one another with a sacred kiss. All of God's holy people send their greetings. If you stop and pause and reflect on the news or the events in your community this past week, if this section of the epistles, 11 through 13 of chapter 13, what would this past week look like if everybody around you, everybody that you see, had those same approaches, that they took these verses to heart? What would that look like? How awesome would that be? Would there be a joyful experience outside for everyone? And the engagement would just be positive. Paul's words, and we're going to break these verses down. It starts, beloved friends, brothers, sisters, neighbors, family. Be cheerful. Be happy. You know, I'm quite sure that their world wasn't perfect, that they had their set of challenges as well. But Paul's word to them is to be cheerful. Seek happiness. And that's a difficult thing for many right now, especially if you're caught up in some of the various protesting. And I'm not going to get into one side or the other. But if everyone approaches it cheerfully, how much better or successful would that be? The next section, repair whatever is broken among you. Which one of you can fix whatever your problems are? Do you have the ability to fix you? Certainly, you can't fix somebody else. Many have been married or are married now. Can you fix your spouse? Doesn't work in my house, I'll put it that way. I struggle with trying to fix me. But how do we do that? How do I fix or become whatever is broken? By spending time with Jesus. Share with him your life. He knows what it is. He knows before you tell him, but he wants to listen. Have you thought of things that you're struggling with to just take the time and talk about it with Jesus? Share your feelings. Share the brokenness. The next part of the verse is, live continually in peace. Spend time with the source of love and peace. Again, that goes back to time with Jesus. All of us, certainly if you've retired, you seem busier than ever, but we all probably can carve out some extra time. It's a time to reflect on what Jesus is doing in our life, to be cheerful, to thank him for our friends, for our neighbors, for our family members, to be appreciative of what he is doing in the midst of all of this chaos. And he is still there. The sun still comes up and the sun goes down. We have air to breathe. We have water to drink. We have food to eat. Jesus is still watching over us. Greet and embrace. You know, today we do the virtual hug. That's the only way we can express that to other people. When you're on a video call or a Zoom message, show your expression. Video hug one another. I was on a call with the vision teams that we're a part of, and one of the pastor's small child came in and was looking at the camera as his dad was right there beside him. I just looked at him and pointed at the little person, and she just lit up, and I did the virtual hug, and immediately she virtually hugged back, and it was a connection, and she knew that, hey, this is important. He thinks of me. And we can do that with everyone else. You know, the days of shaking hands, fist bump, elbow bump, touchy tapping our toes, that'll be fun when that day comes back. But until it does, reach out in any possible way you can. The next section, send the church there is sending their greetings. Do we have ways to send greetings? Phone calls. Which one of us doesn't enjoy a phone call from a friend? A text message. Even a quick just, how you doing today? Or praying for you. Just little quick touching bases. That's a greeting. An email. A card. If you go to the mailbox and there's a card with your name on it, and someone has taken the time to write something in it for you. And just like today with the Zoom meeting, we have time before and after this message to share with one another, to express the joy of seeing and hearing one another. You know, our mission here at Grace Communion Derby is to provide welcoming environments to learn and live the gospel. A welcoming environment is just, for one thing, reaching out and being friendly. And we can be that. And I'm so grateful that we've been able to do that when we're in person. And now is the time that we can continue the process. Looking at Jesus' comments from the gospel about this, and this is Matthew 28:19-20. Now go in my authority and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to faithfully follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age. His directive is to make disciples of all nations. Well, relationship happens first, a connection with others. And then as you relate to them, they may ask questions. They may ask other things, and you can share. Teach them faithfully. Just share your life. Share what Jesus is doing in your life. That's not always easy in a conversation, but when you have established a connection, it becomes easier. And then as he leaves in verse 20, these parting comments, and never forget that I am with you every day. Every day that we watch the world implode around us, Jesus is there. He is with each one. He's with you. to the completion of this age. He won't leave. He hasn't left, and he is not. He is with us. When we go through each day, do we pray for opportunities to share Jesus with others? It can be very scary to have that opportunity. But why? I've asked myself that. Why is it scary? Is it about me, or is it about what Jesus is doing? Jesus is about restoring mankind to himself. Restoring. That's part of the theme. He is about restoring all of humanity to him. We get to participate with him in reaching out to others. It is such a joy to do what he is doing. And yes, it can be scary, and yes, it can be frightening, but it can also be extremely rewarding. Many of you have shared times that you've interfaced with a neighbor, or go from being yelled and screamed at to a relationship that is positive with someone. And all it was you being in relationship and sharing and living what Christ has put in you. Next week, the journey of restoration continues with acquiring the materials. Today was the plans. Next week, we will acquire the materials. We here at Grace Communion Derby are so grateful and thankful for your presence here. We look forward to hearing from you. If you choose, you can reach us at our website at gcderby.org or on our Facebook page at Grace Communion Derby. It is a joy to be able to spend time with you, and I thank you, and I would like to part with prayer. Loving God, in your triune glory, we thank you on this Trinity Sunday of what you are doing. You are restoring mankind to you. We all were purchased by Jesus through his life and death and his sacrificial love for us. And his resurrection and ascension gives us our future. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for each day. And God, as Jeff mentioned earlier, we pray for your peaceful and calming love to permeate. We thank you, and we ask that you would bless this day. In Christ's name, amen.